Good evening, everyone. Lovely to be with you. And we're starting a whole new series, which we've called Faith-Filled Journeys. And this evening, I'm really pleased to have a mate of mine here. And I say my mate of mine, Pastor Shane Cunning from Coastwide Church over in Arundel. And Shane and I have been friends and family friends for the last, it's 24 years, since 1999. And surprisingly enough, we've never had a disagreement about from how good looking he is or I am. But it's been such a journey. And we wanted to start this series with faith-filled journeys, with bringing him on alongside of us, because we've seen his lifestyle, we've seen his church, and we're really in a position where we want to bless him and bring to you people of faith and people who have walked faith over these last years. So I want to introduce you to him, and I know that he's going to encourage you in your walk with Christ, and that as we walk together tonight, your faith will be increased. You will be blessed, as we say, coming in and going out. And so, Shane, really appreciate you coming and taking some time to be with us. And in that opening, I said we've known each other for so long.
Mm.
But maybe you can enlighten us, maybe how you started your church, how you met Brother Jerry. I know how we met, but maybe something that would encourage people in their faith walk as they start. How did you hear God? But we'd like to sit back and hear your story for a little bit. So
thank you.
Feel free.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ian. Appreciate the opportunity to come here and just be a part of your faith-filled moments with JSMI. And our journey of faith started over 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. When we were born again, we actually very quickly after that were given a cassette tape. On one side was Dr. Frederick Casey Price. The other side was actually Kenneth Copeland. And that's where our faith journey started, until we listened to that cassette tape so many times that they started to sound
Stretch.
Like that. And so, of course, we got to meet Jerry, Dr. Jerry Savelle, through Kenneth Copeland, obviously. So our faith-filled journey has gone back a long, long way.
Mm.
We knew God called us in an early stage. We just couldn't get away from it. At that still small voice of God burning in our heart to go and serve him. But it took 7 years from our salvation before we finally got to a place to serve him. And from that point, we started a church. We've had the honor of starting 5 churches in all of those years now. And it has been a great journey of faith. Not everything always goes the way that you plan and you hope and you want. But the tremendous thing about it is having the background with Dr. Savelle and obviously with Kenneth Copeland as well, with their ministries that continually were there to support us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to build us up, and to keep us on that path of faith. And so every time we've started a church, it's had to be a faith journey. We've never had huge amounts of money given to us to start churches, masses of numbers of people wanting to come the first service or anything like that. And so it's been taking the principles that Dr. Savelle teaches us, you know, finding what the word says, find what God says in that word, putting that in your heart, putting it in your mouth, and standing on that, and just continuously pushing and progressing from that point.
Amen. And it's always the way, it isn't. The confession of our faith, because Christianity is the great confession.
Yes.
And
yes.
You and I have talked on so many times and meetings we've been together. When did you first come across Brother Jerry and his teachings? Because you're going back a fair while.
Yeah.
Because Fred Price, I remember being in Bible school when he taught us on faith, foolishness, or presumption.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you first come across Brother Jerry's teaching?
Oh, look, it would have been back in the early 1980s, very early 1980s. And it was through references of Kenneth Copeland Ministries to Jerry Savelle that we thought, well, we need to go and look for this guy. And so we got cassette tapes and it really grew out of that. And can I just say that now in over 40 years of being connected with JSMI and listening to him, has been just the most tremendous thing we ever did. was to take time to listen to a man of great integrity, to a man who was just absolutely focused on the Word of God. You couldn't change him away from the Word. You offer him $1 billion and he's not going to change from the Word of Amen. God.
Yeah.
And like I've heard him say many times, why would you change from something that works. and so over the years, many, many years ago now, would probably be at least more than 35 years ago that we got connected and started to listen to Dr. Savelle and what he was teaching.
Well, then we met. I was talking to Diane before coming through here, and I said, do you remember we actually started, we met back in 99, but we started praying together with Bruce Lindley and the Northern Gold Coast pastors back in 99, 2000.
Yeah, true.
When we first met.
Yeah.
And we've continued that prayer association through Dr. Savelle through that time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then because I believe you had Coast White in 99, so this church has been the bigger part of your journey?
Oh, definitely has. We started in 1999 with actually the previous church to this one, because we were part of a denomination, and then the Lord called us out of that denomination, which kind of freaked me out a lot. But again, through the teachings of Dr. Savelle, we knew what God was saying to us, and we just kept taking step by step by step. And through that, we found great success. Really coming from a point of view of like, what do we do now? We're not actually part of a denomination, but God with his word through the teachings of Dr. Savelle have just really grounded us in faith. And we've just gone from glory to glory in that.
You're more of a JSMI church than anything else. And I don't know whether you remember when we opened Heritage, Brother Jerry back in 2002 told Don and I that we're to open the church, which we've now handed over. And that was 20 years.
Yeah.
But if you remember, you came to the opening service.
Yes.
And then we preached for you a few weeks before that, before the opening service in 2002.
Yep.
And I remember you, as a church, gave us the whole offering from your church service.
That's correct.
And so we started, and you started with that seed into the church and the ministry and us, and we've been those families. But you've always been a word of faith.
Yes.
And the testimony for you has been that you've continued to sow and to bless.
Yeah.
Now, how did you handle that when you go through COVID and the fact that the world says we're going under and not going over? And especially this year, we're in the year of the maximum.
Yeah.
The highest level attainable. So how do you and Susan and your church stand in faith for that element?
Well, we refuse to take notice of what's going on in the world. We go back to the Word of God.
Yep.
The same as what Dr. Jerry has taught us over the years. You continuously focus on God's Word, not on the world. And during that COVID time, we just continued to sow. We continued to bless. I think of a friend of mine in the Philippines, in Manila, who is building a new church building, just an excellent, excellent man of God. And so we sowed a number of thousands of dollars into the church. It was about the second or third time we'd done that. And he's like, how can you do that in the midst of COVID? And I said, well, because the Word of God says that seed time and harvest continues while the earth remains, and the earth has remained, so we're going to keep on going.
Amen.
If I can go back to 2008 when that global financial recession hit, we said to our church, we're not going to partake of that because we're not connected to the world system. We're connected to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And so we as a church decided we're not going to be a part of that. And we never had it affect one person in our church. We never had it affect our offerings in our church or anything whatsoever. So the same through COVID. And last year, Dr. Savelle told us that the Lord said to him that that it was going to be a time of unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision.
Amen.
Well, I want to say to you, we experienced that. We experienced it. The finances that have come into the church and then into specific areas of the church have been far beyond what has happened before.
Come on.
Because we refuse to allow what's happening in the world to form our thinking and to form the condition of our heart.
Amen.
as J.S. and I have always taught us, you go back to the Word, you do what the Word says, and God will always perform the Word. So we've just stuck with the Word. We've done what J.S. and I have taught us. Simple as that.
You know, when we hear that testimony, and Brother Jerry's always said that phrase, you and I were talking before we came into the studio, was that, you know, you go home with the one who brought you to the dance.
Yeah, the one who brung you.
Oh, yeah, he says brung.
Yes.
And when you think about that, there's nowhere else for us to go.
No.
Wherever we're at, spirit, soul, or body, we come back to the Word. But we have to walk through life confessing, believing, standing, declaring.
Yeah.
And his great friend, who was Charles Capps, who's gone on to be with the Lord, his favorite phrase, you probably know the same one I'm going to say, is he said, "My people can have what they say, but they're saying what they have."
Mm.
In the midst of this crisis, the midst of COVID, we've said no.
Yeah.
We're not going to go backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And I know with the renovations that you're having done on the church and the address, I want everybody to know the addresses and the times of opening will actually come up on the screen in a little while. For Coastwide, I want to encourage you. If you want to hear word of faith from a man of God who will pastor you, and, you know, Shane, that's one of the things I want to commend you on, and I know you come to us all our meetings. You met Brother Jerry, I believe, again at the Believers meeting.
Just in January. Yeah.
Is that you've preached word of faith, but you pastor the people. You shepherd. If you're looking for a true shepherd who has a heart to look after you, and I'm looking into the camera now to tell you, the man and his wife has been called not as a hireling, but as a shepherd of the sheep who has laid down his life. But with that also, tell us about the other part of your ministry, which has been the apostolic work that you're doing in the Philippines, you're doing in South Africa, which you're doing on a real big scale in the Philippines. Share a little on that.
Well, many years ago, I felt God calling me initially to the Philippines. And so we would go and we'd do outreaches over there, evangelism. And then about probably 6 years ago, my wife and I were flying home on a plane, and the Spirit of God just descended on me.
I don't just see you flying anything else. Sorry.
Yeah. We left our broomstick. And the Spirit of God just fell on me, and I just sat there weeping, and Susan looking over like, "What's wrong with you?" And I just couldn't talk for ages. But the Spirit of God spoke to me and he said, "I'm changing the call on your life. You're not to do any more evangelism. You're now to go and minister to pastors and mentor pastors and leaders." And that was quite a huge shock to me because he opened the door for us to go into mentor pastors that have churches and organizations way bigger than what we do, way, way bigger. Like some churches are 10 times the size of mine. One pastor is leading a group of some 240-odd churches over there. But he calls me his mentor and his pastor.
Amen.
And so that opened a whole new realm for us that now we're mentoring just tens and tens of pastors across the Philippines from the top to the bottom. We have a church in Johannesburg in South Africa that's under our covering. Kenya has opened up to us. Again, the connection there was when I was first asked to go there and I asked, "Well, where do we go?" The pastor said, "Oh, we're in Kakamega," and I thought, "Kakahu, where's that?" The very week he said that to me, I was listening to Dr. Savelle on a tape, on a CD, not a tape, wasn't that far back, and he started talking about where their ministry was Kakamega, and I'm like, "Dude, come on, really?" And so that part of our ministry now has just opened up tremendously, bearing huge, huge fruit with pastors in different nations. And it's just been a most humbling but yet a most honoring thing to be able to walk with God through that. And in to take the word of faith, to take the just the word of faith to these pastors in so many nations who just haven't got a clue.
Yeah. Amen. Yep.
Which has been staggering to me, because I think some of those pastors, they need to first of all be born again, and then you get to teach them about faith. And to us, it's almost like 101, because we've been walking that walk for so long. Mm-hmm. But to be able to take that and train them and teach them and impart that into their lives has been such a highlight for me. Like Amen. This year I'll be traveling 6 times just doing that very thing. Amen. Phenomenal stuff. Amen. And again, I want to give such credit to Dr. Savell and JSMI, because without them, I would just be traveling and not knowing what I'm doing.
Well, like most of us don't know what we're doing when you're preaching, but that's one of the things. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And over the years, Brother Jerry has continued to hear from the Spirit of God, has continued to minister the word by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And it is that anointing on his life that we hope, because it's increased by association.
Yes.
We relate to him. We love on him. And I've always told people he is the most amazing man to work for.
Yeah.
He is just the kindest, most gentlest man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I can't say enough. He treats us like gold.
Yeah.
But the example that he has given us over the years, right, is that if we continue to follow the word, and as you know, he's come through some physical challenges over the last years, and he is stronger now. He is traveling more. He is doing more.
Mm.
And so for us, as we follow that, and so we follow the Lord, and then we follow after the man of God that we feed from and receive from.
Mm.
And that's what I see when we encourage people to be not just partners with the church, but take hold of the word of God that we have got. Yeah. In our hearts.
Mm.
He has imparted so much to us over these years.
And it's always so full, not only of the word of God and faith, but integrity.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this office and what I love about their headquarters office over there, and obviously Dr. Savell, is the level of integrity. And I would say to anyone watching, if you're not partners with JSMI, you really do need to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be right now. You need to go online now and sign up to be a partner, because you go to Philippians where it says that in partnership we partake of the anointing.
And grace.
So we're partaking of the anointing of the grace that is on Dr. Savell, especially the favor. Like, favor,
Amen.
Absolutely. But the integrity, every part of that is such a profound thing. And that's why I don't hesitate to say you need to be a partner. It's not about the money. It's about partnership.
Amen.
It's about believing and standing in faith together.
Amen.
So you need to do it right now. Pause what you're watching and go and do it now.
Well, probably on that commercial, we'll probably leave it and go, okay, we've had a wonderful journey of faith over the last 24 years.
Amen.
I believe it's not over. I believe there's increase coming. Dr. Savell is coming in May. We've got meetings with Rhema up in Brisbane and Glory City in Brisbane. And then we fly down to Melbourne. But we'd encourage him that the information will come up on the screen. It will be sent out to you in the magazine. And shout out to Brother Copeland's ministry and Brother Jesse's ministry, who are also going to be sending out all the advertising. If you're part of those ministries as well, the advertising is going out with them. So we thank them so much for supporting us. It's so wonderful when the ministries work together.
Yes.
So wonderful when you and I and our churches in the past have worked together, now the ministry.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Shane and Susan, wonderful pastors and friends there. Their details will come up on the screen. But we're going to be doing this hopefully on a monthly basis with people who will be able to encourage you that God takes the ordinary and he makes them, with his anointing, being in a position to do supernatural things, to anoint it for God's service, to reflect his goodness and his grace to his people. And that's all we are, ordinary people just doing something for an awesome, awesome God. So remember, this is the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable.
Amen.
And Shane, I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
I want to thank you all for listening to us. And we give God all the praise, all the glory. And as you go to bed tonight, or you're watching during the day, if you need to get a hold of us, be very happy for us to phone the office and the numbers on your screen. Amen. And look forward to catching up again with you next month. God bless. Go well. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.